Blog Talk Radio.
Hey. Why do I do it so often? Hey, sis. I was having some issues in this here studio. Oh, my goodness.
I see. I was holding you.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello.
I saw you for dear life. I was like, what is going on? I'm telling you, this is cyber studios and real studios, boy. I'm telling you, boy. All right, but we here, though. And that's what matters most. I dug in the archives, found us sitting down chatting with John in January. If y'all want to see that, y'all got to go to our Facebook page and check that out. But actually had a little Throwback Thursday video. So I went all the way back into the beginning of the year, found that and pulled that up. And, you know.
I was just thinking about that day, how he came and met us. Did he eat with us? Because I know we made dinner that night. Or was he too scared to eat? I can't hear you.
I said he left. I don't remember.
Hello?
You know, that was that. So we're talking about none other than John.
I can't hear you.
We going to see. I text John, but if not, either way you put it, you know, Troop has such a humongous catalog of hits. John has some stuff going on as well. So, you know, we can definitely flow. We're not sweating it at all. We can give him a chance to get the time together.
You know,
he's 3 hours behind. Go from there. Right. That's the same thing with Auntie Mickey that time. And then she was like, oh, shoot, like, you know, y'all in the East Coast fam. We on the West Coast, you know, and she got on and stuff. And, you know, we definitely want to keep the Howard family in prayer as well as they're, you know, going through a loss. So we want to keep them in prayer. Anybody who's listening, please keep the family of Mickey Howard in prayer, along with all the other crazy stuff that's going on. But I checked on her a couple of times. I know you said you checked on her as well. And she said she's coming along. So I'm glad to hear most definitely.
I'm briefly yesterday.
What?
I said I briefly spoke with her yesterday. But,
with that one.
Okay. Well, I would love to reintroduce John to the world for anybody that may be sleeping. I say we take him back, sis, to the early 90s.
We could do that, but this week we ain't going to forget to intro ourselves.
Of course not. We're going to do
our
intro.
Last week.
Yes.
What?
That we just went right into it. We're going to do it like we always do about this time. Even
all
though
right
we didn't
now.
Do it last week. And we're going to go into one of the biggest hits that Troop had. And it's an awesome remake by the J5.
Well, all right. So without further ado, we're going to intro ourselves. And then we're going to let y'all get into a little bit of Troop, y'all.
Thank you for joining the VIP with Unique and Mecca, two urban, compassionate, and sassy hosts who believe that everyone is a VIP through trial and triumph. Before we get started, we like to share the house rules. Please respect the views and opinions of others, even if you don't agree. please avoid tea spilling on the pink carpet, as we want to keep our VIP area litter-free of judgment toward one another. And finally, please have fun and be inspired. Let's get it started.
I really can sing on key, y'all. Like y'all don't remember, if you want to. Now, I'm like the remake police. I get scared when people start talking about they're going to do a remake. And that's going to lead to something I'm about to say, too, about John John, since tonight is John John on the VIP. I get scared, especially when you want to mess with the Jacksons, because that was my first musical love ever. Okay? So I get a little scared. But Troop put their foot.
They did the damn thing. They tore it up. I didn't even know the Jackson 5 song. They made it their own.
I remember you saying that. You actually told John John that one time when he called into the show, actually to represent for Troy, he was calling in. But I just have to say, speaking of remakes and, you know, people doing covers and that whole thing, John John Harold, when I tell you, I already knew he could sing, you know, we grew up listening to Troop. I remember seeing him live as a teen, I saw him live. And, you know, so I knew they could sing. I remember, sis, John John called into the show during the time New Edition was about to get their star. And, you know, everybody was doing tributes, and it was just pandemonium because New Edition was getting that star and the movie was coming out. It was just crazy in L.A. So, you know, John John's like, yeah, you know, I'm going to be there, and, you know, I'm going to be at this premiere party, and we all going to the party and blah, blah, blah. So, okay, you're going to be there. You're a singer, you know. You put it down on the microphone. Well, what song you going to sing? He said he was going to sing My Mama. When he said he was going to sing My Mama, I said, okay. I got a little bit scared. And I wasn't scared because I thought he couldn't sing. Because, like I said, I know he can sing. But I was like, wow. Like, I never could imagine, you know, because John John, to me, he always sounds so smooth and, you know, Johnny Gill is like such a powerhouse. He's like a hurricane, you know. So I'm saying, okay, all right. We're going to let this rock because you said you're going to do it. John John gets on that microphone. And when I tell you he busted all the way down, I was like, wow, I'm impressed. So now I done went from somebody who, you know, like I said, I knew he can sing. But after that, I was like, we can remove the I and we can put an A there. We could do that.
Yeah.
You know, we could do that. I wish that I had an actual audio of that because you guys would be very, very impressed. It's not many people who could do a Johnny Gill cover. I'm sorry.
Especially an explosive song like My Mama, Johnny's signature song.
Right.
I remember that. I remember it clear as day. We were like, where is he at? Because we heard him singing,
right.
And he was like right near us.
Right. And a couple of weeks ago, he showed the clip of it. He put it on Instagram. And, you know, he put it on Instagram. And I just went back. And I was just like, wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's one thing when you see certain things on the internet or whatever. But, shoot, I was like, I was there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was honored to see it actually unfold right before my eyes. Like, I was just sitting there like, I'm truly in awe. You know what I mean?
Yes,
because
he did such
an awesome job.
Definitely. I was actually wishing that the guys were there to witness that.
Well, who knows? They might have seen it by now because he definitely posted it. But, I mean, you know. And so another thing that I wanted to say, I feel like this year has been definitely where you kind of like, okay. Every time you turn around, you kind of see John John doing his thing somewhere. So I definitely wish him.
Sis, I can't hear you.
What we gonna do? while we're waiting for John, because he's not here yet, but I don't know who 850 is, but whoever that is, welcome to the VIP with Unique and Mecca. But we're going to get into, sis, which direction you feel like going in with this one?
I would love to play Girlfriend. I know we've played that on the show before, but I really, really love that song.
Well, all right. So it's Girlfriend by John on the VIP with Unique and Mecca. A nice song. Now, you know how much I love dance, and all I could do just now, I saw a beautiful music video with like a couple dance. You know how like, you know, they step and all of those little couple things, whatever. I saw that. That was really, really cute. But sis, I know who that is coming to drop by the VIP with Unique and Mecca tonight, because you know I had to do my little research. Sometimes people call in and we can't figure out who the heck is calling in. But on the other line, and I'm going to let her say a few things because I know that she's an avid music lover like me and like you. So I'm going to let Miss Feisty up in the building on the VIP with Unique and Mecca. I'm going to let her chime on in and say what she might want to say about John John or Troop or, you know, that whole experience, because Feisty got a chance to see him do My 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 Live too. So, you know, she was definitely at the party for that as well. So, Feisty girl. Hey, boo.
Hey.
Hey,
how are
you? Listen,
we
I had my foot in here, and we were sliding across the floor to girlfriend. We was like, hey. I was like, that's that old school. I said, y'all know nothing about this. Y'all know nothing about this.
That's right.
Yes, I love that
just
song. I'm glad
music.
Y'all played it. Yes, real
yes.
good music. Yeah, me and that, listen, you know that experience was never, that experience was an everlasting experience in California hanging out with them. I love it. I told
yeah.
High Five for them to come back out with something.
Yes, yes, they have to.
I said, listen, it's time for y'all to make some more music because we need some real music in our life.
Absolutely.
Right.
And I feel like
but
they are
so
working on some new
them.
Stuff.
Yeah, they are. It's great to see
yes.
them still performing, though.
Yes.
That's great. That's
absolutely.
Great. How you ladies doing?
He's going to make
How's
me tell his story.
How's your birthday girl doing?
Oh, I'm
How's
doing awesome. I'm
doing
awesome.
That's great. That's great. I'm glad to hear you doing well. I know you're getting ready.
Yes, yes,
oh,
I'm
here. Yeah. Yes, she is.
And we're going to actually talk about that experience on our new show because we have the trend as well. So, you know, we're going to follow up with how tomorrow's pre-birthday shenanigans, y'all know what that's about, is going to go. We're going to follow up with that on our new show, The Trend, which is going to air next week. Thursday is our debut, and then Sundays will be our regular show on the new
regular day.
Mixtape. Yeah, regular day on the new Mixtape FM. So we make
okay.
sure everybody has that information as well.
Okay.
Yes, 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 definitely. But I said if John John don't hurry up and get on this line, he going to make me start telling his business because I spoke to him the other day, and, you know, he's doing so many things. I'm trying not to tell his story, you understand? But I'm about to have to take the lead and tell his story. I told the people, I think, right before you got on, that sometimes when we – interview people from different coasts, as clear as we try to make it, sometimes they get, you know, the time zones mixed up. So I'm thinking
the time zone,
they,
yeah.
That, yeah, that might have happened. But I'm going to need him to catch on like Mickey Howard did when she was on, because she was like, oh, hold up, because y'all on the West Coast. Y'all on the East Coast, I'm on the West Coast. So she figured that out and she got on, or whatever the case may be. So in a minute, I'm about to tell John John's story, but before we do that, before I get to telling
John
his story,
John's
going to
make
a little
me
bit,
call him and put him on a three-way. That's what he's going to make me
well,
do.
Well, wait, let me make you laugh. Let me just, here's a joke. Now, since he's not on here, now I'm going to make jokes. John John likes to mess up around the time of my birthday. That's just what he does, okay? This is a two-year-in-a-row thing.
Oh, we just had
okay?
this conversation.
That's what he likes to do, so you know. Oh my goodness, this is hilarious.
He
but
does
definitely,
this conversation.
Girl, but definitely, you know, much love to him. He has a lot going on, and he's actually on now. He's on the line. He must have heard us, you know, going hard.
Mm-hmm.
But he's definitely on right
he's
now, John John. You know, I have to joke, John John. You know, I got to joke about that. And you ain't going to never live that one down for the rest of your life, but you know, it is all. Love. He said he's going to beat me up the other day. But anyhow, without further ado, you just heard Girlfriend by John John. And prior to that, we listened to an awesome remake, All I Do Is Think of You by Troop. And now, the man of the hour, who we've been in contact with for a good year now, John John is in the building on the VIP with Unique and Mecca. Hey, John John.
Hey. I said, quit making jokes.
You did?
I heard John.
John John. You know,
hey.
You know it's all love, John John. You know it's all love.
I love y'all too.
Aw, oh, man.
I love y'all
so
too.
We are so, we definitely happy to have you on. I said in a minute, I was getting excited because I know. You know, we chatted briefly the other day, and you begin telling me a couple of things that you've been up to, and I would just like for you to, your career spans a good amount of time now. We briefly talked about that. Right. Let's just go back, because I don't think people even realize how old Troop is. So if you can, please just let them know that in 2018, the big number for Troop is.
Silver anniversary time, baby. 30.
Ooh.
30 years.
Oh, my goodness.
30
wow,
years.
Wow, that's time, John. That's, some people don't even live to be 30.
No, you're right about that. I mean, it's a lot of... I mean, we're losing a lot of people,
yeah.
And a lot of times we get together as a group, and I remind the fellas of that. Remember what we have. Remember the legacy. Remember the dream. I mean, there's some people who can't even breathe anymore. I mean, we have lost so many people, and we need to go ahead and thank God that we are still here to be able to do what he's called us to do after 30 years.
Amen. Wow.
We're definitely excited about this silver anniversary. And I just want to ask, because since we're talking 3 decades, and I know there's a lot of things that you could cover in the 30 years, if you can narrow it down to one or two things that you think is the most memorable of your career, what do you think that would be?
I would say right now the highlight for my career is, you know, being able to, I just this year, the Black Music Honors, I was actually chosen to pay tribute to the Jacksons by the actual family, by the brothers themselves. I mean, there's not a bigger thing that happened for my career other than that. I mean, yes, I mean, Troop has done some amazing things, and we've been everywhere. We performed everywhere. I mean, we were in actually all kinds of buildings. I mean, performing everywhere. In type of rooms with a lot of more important people. I mean, to be able to get through that and meet, you know, great other entertainers such as, you know, Babyface, you know, the Jacksons, and meeting Michael and you know, his family, mom. I mean, all of that. I mean, it's nothing is really bigger than that, you know what I mean, other than God. That's it.
And,
wow.
And I know, because you've told us several times how much you love the Jacksons. So I know that was a great honor.
Yeah, it was a great honor. It was.
So what song did you
And make? John was sharp for that performance too, honey, because I saw you. He was sharp. He was smooth. He had that little...
Thank you.
It stuck out to me. They put the camera on the Jacksons, and if you could have saw the looks on their faces, I was like, that right there is priceless.
Was priceless. And I actually talked to them after the show, and they told me, they said, you did exactly what we thought you would do. They said, you killed it.
Wow.
And that's why we chose you.
Oh my goodness. That's amazing. So tell everyone, what song did you sing?
I hear All I Do Is Think of You.
I know.
All I Do Is Think of You. Yeah, it was, you know, it's just surreal, you know, being able to meet Michael. It was during his Bad season from the, you know, the album Bad, and I was actually at the school where he used to go to, Gardner Elementary School. He went to that school when Motown had first moved to Los Angeles, and they moved the Jackson family to Los Angeles, California. And that's the school that Michael had went to out in Hollywood. That album was out. They put the school, they put the auditorium, you know, in his name. And that's the day that I met Michael. So it was right around the same time that when the Attitude album hadn't dropped out, it hadn't came out yet. We had just released the single I'm Not Souped. So we had just started out with Mamacita, then My Heart, and then it was Still in Love, and then we started our second album, Attitude, with the I'm Not Soup single. And that was when actually I met Michael at Garner Elementary School. I just happened to go up to the school. I just wanted to go ahead and catch a glimpse of him. And I was able to get in and be able to get into the auditorium, and he walked up to me.
Wow.
And it was like, man, wow, what a moment. You know, he had words. He had words, and he knew my name, which was, you know, that was mouth-dropping to me. And he talked about how, you know, he loved the group and how his family loved the group and said that we were incredible and we were some awesome, some bad, you know, entertainers. And it was shocking and mind-blowing to me to be able to get those words from him.
From the greatest.
Yeah. We're not going to see that again.
No.
We'll never see that again. We're not going to see that.
No.
Wow.
That's
wow.
Once in a while. But, John, I have to say, I love your stories. I can sit for hours and just listen to you talk. I feel like I was there, like the way you tell it and your memory, like you, man, you, you be remembering stuff.
Says John Jones memory. Let me tell you, and I don't know
yes,
if I mentioned
Steven,
this to you before, but
Steven
said,
can't remember nothing.
No, he can't remember anything. Said John
Steven
John
remember
still
nothing.
Remembers the dance steps. He's like, we could, like,
yes.
he, like recent time. You could be practicing in recent time now. You know, 2017,
yeah.
and John would be like, no, that's not what we did. This is how it goes, and the choreography is 25 years old.
In 1982.
Yeah, yeah. That's
Look,
that's how it was when Alan when Alan was first coming back to the group. He asked. He said, John. He said, man, everybody's up here sweating. He said, they're sweating, but you're not sweating. He was like, why is that? I said, teachers teach. I'm teaching. Teachers teach. He said, well, okay, let me go ahead and get on in here and be taught then. And, you
wow.
know, pretty much the rest is history. Now we're all back by God's performing again. So it's, you know, it is what it is. You know, I don't know how and I don't know why God did that to me as far as, like, giving me everything that we used to do. And it's still there.
Wow, that's awesome, John. That is definitely awesome.
Thank you.
But what I would love to do right now, because I want to hear this Never Too Much.
Okay.
We're talking about Luther Vandross.
Okay. Yeah, one of my favorite vocals.
Tribute that you played, you paid to Luther.
Well, let's go. Let's play it.
So, John, do you want to introduce him? Because that is one of your favorite vocalists ever.
Yeah, he is.
All right, let's.
Well,
okay.
Everybody, this is my tribute to Luther Vandross. This is Never Too Much. You guys can go to Spotify and all that stuff. You can look up on YouTube and see a performance of me performing the song Never Too Much. I believe I was in Las Vegas doing something for Sherry Gordy, that's Barry Gordy's daughter. So y'all can go ahead and check that out. This is Never Too Much by your boy, Shaman, J. Jizzle, John.
My
You kind of put me in the mind of JG on the song, but I
know a lot of people say that it's either him or it's either Michael McDonald and James Ingram.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'll take all three. I
love okay.
it.
Okay.
I definitely heard Michael McDonald when you said that.
Yes.
Yes. Wow.
Yes.
What I like is that. You know, sometimes people do covers and they kind of change the riffs up. And, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't for some people. But I feel like you pretty much stayed in the same vein with the same riffs, but you still made it your own.
Yep.
So I was in here doing all kind of running mans. I was up here putting the foot to the floor, you know, because the teacher was teaching while I was working. So that's what was going on. That was nice, John. I like that. I definitely like
that. Thank you.
Well, can you?
Thank you so much.
Can you tell them exactly where they can get it from? Because you said it, but you didn't say like exactly where people can get this your new stuff from.
Actually, y'all can get Never Too Much from Spotify. It's that version that you guys just played is not on YouTube anymore. The producer has something to do with snatching it off for whatever reason. But if you want to get it, hit me up.
Okay.
Y'all hit me up if you want to get it.
And let everyone know where they can find you at.
Y'all can look me up on Facebook, John Harold, JONJON. HARRELD, inbox me. I promise you I'll inbox you right back.
You sure will.
Aww, yeah. sure
will.
He's a man of his word.
You might not get the digits, you understand, but you're going to get the he's going to hit you back. That's for sure.
Huh?
Well,
I said they might not get the digits, you understand, but they're going to be able to, you're going to hit them up if they hit you in the inbox, which that's really, you do.
Oh,
I ain't going to lie.
That's for sure. I'm definitely going to do that.
I have to say something. A couple of weeks ago. Wait, hold on 1 second, sis. A couple of weeks ago, you made my day. So you know how you get the notifications from Instagram, and I got a little notification. And he posted a pic of me and him together on the Team John page. So that made my day. Thank you, John.
You're so welcome.
Aww. How nice. Where am I now?
He's waiting for your birthday. Gosh.
What?
I said he's probably waiting for your birthday.
He don't remember, but it's all good. I love John John. It's all good. I'm going to call you on my birthday.
John John
will
have your birthday.
I'm
going to
call you on my birthday, John John.
In his mind, like them dance steps and a few.
It was hilarious because, you know, he began to tell me one of the newest things that he did the other day. He's like, I'm all over the place. And in my head, the first thing that I thought of was how a person can have so much longevity in your career that you can actually say that, because there's a lot of people that, you know, you twiddling your thumbs and it's like tumbleweed. So that's just a blessing, you know, that you're still active. So can you just bring us a little bit up to speed of some of the things that you've been into as of late?
Yeah, just focusing on, you know, doing more music, working on a remix right now for my next single. My next single is I Wanna Fly Away. That's out right now. I'm currently working on a remix to that. And just, you know, matter of fact, I'll be in Las Vegas this Sunday for the Fremont Festival downtown Las Vegas this Sunday evening.
Mm-hmm.
So doing a performance,
right.
So just, you know, just doing more stuff like that.
That's
cool.
Is awesome.
So question, what's going on with this? I'm hearing there's supposed to be like a troop show or something coming up. I've been seeing a little bit. Five of a Kind. Now you told us about the name Five of a Kind.
Yeah, it's called Five of a Kind, Troop Story. It's our documentary that we're actually putting together right now. And Steve is doing some amazing things with that documentary. You know, he's redone some of the music, so it's really crazy, man. Everything is coming out really, really awesome. It'll be ready for you guys in 2018 for the 30th year anniversary.
Okay.
Can't wait for that.
That's awesome. Well, we don't want to take up a lot of your time because we know that you were kind of on borrowed time, but you made it here, so we appreciate that.
And we appreciate you.
Definitely appreciate you.
No, I thank you guys so much. I really do. I thank you guys for all your love and your support. And, you know, don't stop playing the music. Let's close out with the new single, I Wanna Fly Away.
Yes, we
all right,
sure
no
are.
No problem with that at all. All right, y'all, I Wanna Fly Away by John John.
That my love is
like that. Since we're going to have to
Such
take that. I began to tell you the other day, John, that we're also going to be doing another radio show, the one that I said I needed to drop for you from. That, we definitely got to play that on that side. We definitely got to play that on the trend. Because we end off with something new. So that, wow, I like that. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Thank you.
John,
thank you so much.
No problem. I mean, you've been doing this since you were 6. You ain't new to this. We saw your bio. We know what time it is. Okay. Did you want to end off, you know, anything you would like to let anybody know or any shout-outs you want to do before you go?
Shout-outs to, man, really everybody. Shout-outs to y'all. And, you know, like I said earlier, thank you guys so much for just checking in with me every now and then just to see how I'm doing and supporting, you know, by playing the music and just everything. Shouts out to my team, Renee Lynch, Denise Smith, everybody. Everybody on Facebook, everybody that be saying hello to me. Hello to all y'all. I love y'all. Thank y'all so much.
Aww. That's so sweet. And Chow, me and Renee have been carrying friends now.
Yeah.
Right.
She is funny. Oh, yeah, look, talking at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning in the inbox.
Yeah, she'll leave you up with her New York timing.
Yeah. No, you don't sleep either. You don't.
I will.
Let me tell you something. Before I let John go. So we on 2 different time zones. I get up at like 5 o'clock in the morning here. So I call myself inboxing John because I don't want to text because it's so early in the morning. So I'm like, okay, I'll inbox whatever I have to say, and when he wakes up in a few hours, he'll respond. No, John responds in a few minutes, and I'm like, do you sleep? Like, do you ever sleep? Because you should be sleep because it's very early in the morning in New York.
No, I do, but I'm always up at around like 6 o'clock every morning. But the thing is about you know, this Facebook stuff and everything, I leave my phone on. So what happens is that if I'm up, you know, I'll go ahead and respond right back. But a lot of times, you know, I do be asleep, and, you know, I'm not going to probably, you know, if there's an inbox, I'm not going to say really anybody until, you know, after I get up, you know. Once I get up, then, you know, I go ahead and say my prayer, and then I'll go ahead and just, okay, I'll click on the Facebook and then say, okay, I got some inboxes. Let me go ahead and take care of this and get this out of the way. And that's just what I do.
I love that, John.
Sometimes, you know, you don't always find industry people. You know how it can be. Not that you're industry people, but you understand what I'm saying. But you know how some of them
I know.
Like, you know, they, you know, they won't give you the time of day, you know. So I'm just letting y'all know that he definitely will, because to be honest, that's how I started talking to John, because I clearly remember I saw John in Vegas. That's how it started. I didn't say you were gonna let him go, but I saw him in Vegas at a party, and I was like, what's that? You know, because he went by me so fast. So a couple of months went by, and you know, you and I have Troy in common. And Troy happened to be saying something, and I saw you say something, and I was like, well, what did you do in Vegas? And then he hit me up via inbox, like, yeah, that was me. I was there. I was at the party. And it's been history since then. You know, it's been history since then. Yep. I want you guys to know that, you know, this is a very humble guy we have on the VIP tonight. You can approach John. He's not going to be looking at you all crazy and all sideways. You know, so I definitely want to say, you know, thank you for just always remaining humble and down to earth.
Yes,
definitely.
John, I love it. And I also wanted to mention, you know, there's a lot of people that hate on the next singer or next celebrity, and John gives so much love. I love that.
The thing is with me, with music, I love music, first of all, And of course,
mm-hmm.
first people who's
like
going to
what?
Give my first, like, you know, my first response, is, you know, especially, you know, groups is like the Temptations first, and there's the Jackson. Then I'm going to go ahead and, you know, when we say something about New Edition. And then I'll go
mm-hmm.
ahead and say something about Boys to Men, but because of Michael Bivins. And so at the end of the
mm-hmm.
day, that's really basically it. When you think about entertainment, those are the groups that actually brought you a show. So you can't, you know, and let me say something about Force MDs as well, too. Those are the groups
oh
that actually
God.
Clearly gave you a show. They gave you a show.
Mm-hmm.
They gave you entertainment. They gave you singing, and they gave you dancing. And I think it kind of stopped after that until B2K. But you have to understand,
wow.
or even the reigns of even where B2K comes from, the reason why that they were so good, because there was a cat from the group Troop that actually did a lot of their music, Stephen Russell. He produced
mm-hmm.
B2K. He did Gots to Be. He did Why I Love You. Those are really big songs for B2K. And they got up
mm-hmm.
on they got up on that roof and did a whole bunch of dance, and they fell to the floor. I mean, come on, that's Troop. That's Troop right there.
Yeah, that's
Falls to the
Floor.
Told,
I saw Our City of Hope.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I remember
I
that.
Was told by. I was told by people who knew Richard Joseph. Richard Joseph is the choreographer for B2K. That's all he did was look at Troop stuff.
Wow.
So
and y'all, you know, really had very tight choreography. You really, really did. If I can
yes.
give you props for nothing else, I would definitely have to say that. But, I mean, of course, I can give you props for something else because y'all seeing your faces off. And I just couldn't understand how you were so energetic and always stayed on key. All that, all over the floor and never missed a beat vocally. That's not easy.
Not at all.
That's like ex-girlfriend. I always say that about ex-girlfriend. They was flipping and jumping overheads and harmonies just
yes.
like crazy.
Yes. On point.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's the,
wow.
That's just what it is. You know that's what it is. It's called real, true entertainment.
Right,
yes,
and it's almost like a lost art now.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Well,
yeah,
I can definitely say it's people like Chris Brown, Beyonce
mm-hmm.
That's keeping it alive. I mean,
oh yeah.
What do you think about his latest project?
I seen Chris. Chris is young MJ. He's the new Michael Jackson. His show was very, very high packed with a lot of energy. He's a beast. He's really good.
Mm-hmm.
You asked what I think about who now?
No, I was saying his latest album, 45 songs on one album.
I got 45 songs. I gotta get that.
That was
that.
Some Prince type bill. Something Prince would have did.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's what super major, headlining artists do. They do big stuff like that.
Mhm.
And you know, Chris is in that caliber. And you know, like I said, he puts on an amazing show. He's incredible.
Yeah.
But then you have
he
to
really
go, you have to go back. You have to go back. You know, Steve gave him a hit too. He gave Chris Brown
yes,
Take You Down.
Yes.
You know, so in order to be great, you got to study the greats. That's just what it is.
That's right.
That's right.
Wow.
That's why you guys were so great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Well, John, you know that you are always a friend of
Welcome
the VIP
here.
And now of The Trend, because that's our new show, The Trend.
Trend.
You know that.
The Trend. All right.
The Trend, that's our new one. We're going to send you all the information. It airs, the first one's going to air on Thanksgiving, and then it's going to be every Sunday at 11
oh,
and
nice.
7, right? 11 o'clock in the morning and 11 at night. So, you know, we definitely going to
mm-hmm.
make sure that wherever we go, we're taking you with us, John, and you know that.
That's right.
Thank
and
you
let me
so
say
much.
One
I'm
last
with
thing, John. Let me say one
mm-hmm.
last thing. Y'all was here at Wolf Creek this summer. Don't you come to ATL no more, and I don't see you.
Well, let me say this right now. I just heard a rumor. I just got off the phone with our manager, Bobby Robinson. He said that he's trying to finalize a date right now for Atlanta, Georgia, February 16th.
Uh-oh.
I'm telling you now.
Oh.
I'm telling you that now. So mark
okay.
that in your calendar.
I sure am.
We're trying to put that together. It's not dotted yet, but we're working on that date right now.
Okay,
so
Adrian, y'all hear that? Y'all hear that?
Georgia.
But look,
you
if
know,
I'm
at Morehouse University.
Oh, that'll be awesome.
Yes.
Wow.
Cool
Morehouse
stuff.
Morehouse College. Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'm gonna keep my fingers crossed and hope that all goes well.
No,
that's
thank
right.
you. And I just found that out, like, right before I called you guys, I just got the phone with a manager.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Well, you got to bring it back to New York, too, in case I don't get to ATL. Because, you know,
Unique is
in ATL. I'm in New York, so, you know, I don't know. I know I do owe a trip to ATL because I ain't been there to see my sisters. However,
okay. Well, however, you better get out there and see your sister on the 13th and 14th, and just be there till we get there.
That is hilarious. I can't with John John. Wow. He like make sure you're there. Just get yourself there. I don't care how you get there. Just get there if you can.
Get there.
Wow.
But John John. We're going to end the night with the new song from Truth. Do you want to introduce that?
Yeah, this is our new single. You know, you guys have been asking, when is Truth going to cut another record? You know, we gave you guys Forever, and we gave you guys Not in a Million Years, Pick Up Your Money. Now, this is our new single. This is Truth's new single, I Know.
Can you tell us who it was produced by, written and produced by?
Uh-oh.
It was produced by Steve.
Girl, I admit it, I did all wrong. Can we just forget it? Let's just move on. Don't you go blaming yourself. No, don't you go blaming yourself.
I should've been.
Sorry. I got slippery fingers. Anyway, you were trying to say what were you trying to say before I hurried up and played it?
I was just you know, the song was written by the group, and but it was produced by Steve.
Okay. Nice. Very nice.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so very much, John, for joining us tonight on VIP.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Don't be afraid of John.
Oh, I'm quite all right. Thank you guys so much.
Oh,
you're welcome.
And you enjoy the rest of your night.
For you guys too. Love you guys.
All right.
Love you
too. We love you too.
All right.
Well, all righty then. We finally got a chance to sit down with John. Actually, well, on the show. Because we had to catch him live
yes.
when we saw him face to face that time. But that was definitely good. And, you know, like you said, what I like is definitely hearing him tell those stories. We should have asked him the Kim Field story again, but I just reposted that video on Facebook. So I think it should be, I think it's on there. I think so. I'm not sure. So if y'all want to see the Kim Field story, y'all have to look at the Facebook.
Little
I'm pausing because I'm trying to figure, we went live so much that day, like at least 4 or 5 times. I'm trying to remember. It was that piece on there, but y'all gotta check it out. Unique and Mecca. All you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Unique and Mecca, YOUNEIKMEKHA. That's our name on the Facebook page that we share. I don't know, sis. It's been a fun ride on the VIP tonight. You know, it's always good catching up with artists, who, you know, we kind of grew up on listening to. So again, we thank John, Renee, who's been inboxing us back and forth ever since John was on there. Shouts out to you. Shouts out to Denise for sending us the information
yes.
that we need. And just everybody who's, you know, standing by troop and backing them. Shouts out to all of you because it's not easy work working in the background. We understand that. So I don't know, sis. Do we have?
No, we pretty much. I'm good. But we do got to let you guys know once again that you can catch us next Thursday on Gobble Gobble Day. Our new show, The Trend, will be airing on the Mixtape FM. And every Sunday thereafter, 7 a.m. 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. Sundays.
Right.
Every Sunday.
So we will not be here on the VIP next week Thursday. We will be on The Trend next week Thursday. So that is on the new mixtape FM Hot 965.com. The new mixtape FM Hot number 965.com. Catch us there at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Thanksgiving, and then we're going to catch up with you on the VIP since we're not broadcasting on the VIP that day. We're going to catch up with you either that Friday or that Saturday after to do the VIP. So we're going to be up in your house the whole holiday season of Thanksgiving. So just get ready because we coming.
That's right.
If it ain't the trend, it's the VIP. If it ain't the VIP, it's the trend. And, you know, we never know what else
That's
is going
right.
to happen. So, you know, y'all just wait for it and keep us in prayer. You believe he is who he says he is, keep us in prayer. You know, and we'll do the same for you. So I don't know, sis, did you want to go another direction? Did you want to add anything else about Troop John, or anything like that? Or should we just get ready to bow out gracefully and get ready for us to transition to the trend for next week?
Yeah. We're going to hit you guys with our outro. Thanks for joining
All right,
us
y'all.
Tonight. All right. It's been real.
Thank you. It's been real as
real
usual.
Music. Hit John up. Follow him on
That's
social
right.
media.
That's
Get
right.
Them singles.
Support.
Go to Spotify.
Get them singles. Get them singles.
That's
right.
The man singing his heart out.
Yes, he is singing his face off, okay? He's faceless right now. He's all neck. That's it. Because he just,
That's right.
He going hard.
Wait, can I say one last thing?
Thank you for spending time.
No, sis!
I mean, hello.
Wait.
And then you got the nerve to yell at me.
I just wanted to say that, you know, for his baritone voice, his big, heavy voice, I love when he gets gentle. It's so beautiful how he's able to transition and go back and forth. Because a lot of people can't do that. But, yeah, that's all I wanted to say.
Oh, my gosh. Our sisterhood, boy, I promise. Y'all know it. This is sisterly love.
Oh,
y'all just hear the most realest of the sisterly love on the VIP. We can't give it to y'all no other way. I think I have permission now for the outro.
Yes, you do.
Thank you for spending time on the VIP with Unique Emeka. You can find us here every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. for the VIP experience. Bring a friend or look us up on Instagram and Facebook under Unique Emeka, spelled YOUNEIKMEKHA, or on Twitter under VIP.UniqueMeka. And if you don't believe anything else, please believe that you are a VIP through trial and triumph. Thanks again for joining us.